Let us continue our worship with the scripture reading for today.
让我们继续我们崇拜，我们读今日的经文。
It's in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 1 to 9 and verses 18 to 25.
我们读罗马书第七章，第一到第九节，然后第十八节到第二五节。
So we will read this together, first in English, verses 1 through 9, and then in Cantonese, verses 18 to 25.
我们只是用英文来读第七章第一到第九节，然后先用中文一起来读第十八到第二五节。当你会读的时候，你听着前面再读的经文。
Let us read together. Or, do you not know, brothers? For I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives. For a married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she will be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies and she is free from that law, and if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. What then shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would have not known what it is to covet, and if the law had not said, you shall not covet. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. For I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive, and I died.
廣東話從第十八節開始讀。我也知道在我裡頭，就是我肉體之中沒有良善，因為立志為善由得我，只是行出來由不得我。故此我所願意的善，我反不做。我所不願意的惡，我倒去做。若我去做所不願意做的，就不是我做的，乃是在我裡面罪做的。我覺得有個律，就是我願意為善的時候，便有惡與我同在。因為按著我裡頭的意思，我是喜歡神的律，但我覺得最終另有個律和我心中的律交戰，把我掳去，叫我操從那肢體中犯罪的律。我真自苦啊！誰能救我脫離這腿死的身體呢？感謝神，靠著我們的主耶穌基督就能脫離了。這樣看來，我以內心信服神的律，我肉體卻信服罪的律了。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
現在祝福讀的和聽祂話語的人。
Children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
這個時候小孩子開始落在下面兒童崇拜。
Title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is The Power and Defeat of Sin, Part 2.
罪的力量和擊敗是第二部分。
For those who were here last Sunday, we touched a little bit on this passage, but there's really a whole lot more here to look at.
咁如果你上個禮拜喺度嘅時候，我都講過其中一小部分，但其實仲有好多嘢我需要講。
Romans 6 through 8 is really one chunk or section that is interconnected as you try to understand this text.
如果你想去明白这一段经文的时候, 罗马书第六章到第八章是一个其中一个部分。
And so I guess by way of trying to summarize the truths of Romans, at the end of Romans 5, the apostle writes in verse 20, where sin increased, grace increased more.
咁第二十節佢話, 啊, 當你個罪去增加嘅時候, 我哋嘅恩典亦都增加。
And that's the truth that we have to embrace in order to battle or fight against our sinful desires.
咁當我哋要去同我哋嘅罪性去戰鬥嘅時候, 我哋就要諗起, 啊, 記得呢一樣嘢。
Because we already know as human beings, and also as we were here last Sunday, we looked and discussed, we know that sin, evil, build, and cause great harm and destruction in and around us.
咁喺罪裏造成喺我哋嘅裏邊，我哋身邊啊好多嘅傷害。
And so you and I, as we fight the good fight against sin, we need to be encouraged.
咁當我哋去打呢個仗嘅時候，我需要被人哋去鼓勵。
Because the battle is fierce, the struggle is real. Sin entangles us, brings us down in life.
这个罪去将这一切去缠绕在一起，要我们要在里面去挣扎，去挣脱。
And so what effect would Paul's statement, where sin increased, grace increased more, that statement, what effect does it have in my life now as I battle sin?
这句话讲到这个罪的增加，于是个恩典增加，这句话我怎样去体会，怎样去明白呢？
And I think that's what Paul unpacks in 6 through 8, chapter 6 through 8. He kind of gives us an answer to that.
在这个第六到第八节里面去为我们讲了出来。
Yeah, I don't know if you notice, if you are familiar with this letter, Paul has a knack of teaching with questions.
咁你如果留意到保罗佢好多时候写作啊，佢嘅方法就系话啊问好一连串嘅问题。
And you know, if you kind of just perused through the letter, you'll see that question after question after question.
如果你啊好快咁样睇咗罗马书一次嘅时候啊，睇到佢问好多嘅问题出嚟。
And again, by way of summary from last time, we tried to answer the question that Paul tries to answer: how can we be free from sin and yet continue to do wrong?
咁點解我哋喺個罪裏邊得到釋放嘅時候，都繼續會做呢個錯事咧？
Well, in Christ we're free, right? We're free from the penalty of sin. That's judgment. Christians in Jesus Christ are free from the penalty of sin.
喺耶穌基督裏邊嘅基督徒唔再受到呢個罪嘅懲罰。
But Paul also makes clear, we are free in Christ from the power of sin. That means you, Christian, are not in a hopeless state.
另一方面,
yes, you have a sinful nature, and it is a struggle to live the Christian life.
我们是有这个罪性, 啊,
And Paul tries to clarify why, because we're not free from the presence of sin. There's temptation surrounding all of us.
保罗解释清楚就话，因为我哋冇，从呢个世界上边要面对呢一切嘅挣扎。
We're not free from the possibility of sin either. That is giving in, failing.
我哋都有呢个可能，我哋会喺呢个过程里边，我哋会让步，俾呢个罪。
So the Apostle Paul never claimed that being under God's grace instead of under God's law meant that a believer was somehow above the law. In fact, he says, having described such a great distance between law and sin, he realized that he was still far more acquainted with sin, the reality of sin in his life.
他說既然在恩典和法律之間有這麼大的一個鴻溝在這裡的時候，也讓我們看到這個罪對我的影響也是很大。
Right? That's why he uses the metaphor.
於是用了一個例子,
of
一個比喻,
law of sin, right? Remember the when I dropped my keys? The law is what? The law of gravity, right? Pulls it down. It's inevitable.
是一樣好像我們不可以去看少的一件事。
That's what you're dealing with. The sinful nature pulling you down. And you're sinning.
這個罪性好像將你去拉低了，拉了下去這樣。
Beth, can you hit slide 2? Being under God's grace does not eliminate the law, but it changes its purpose for the law for us.
當我們講到在恩典之下的時候，不是將法律拿走，而是將在我們生命裏法律的目的改變了。The
law is changed for the Christian from a source of judgment to a source of guidance.
對於這個基督徒來講，這個律法不再是一個審判，而是給我們一個目的。It's
changed from an unattainable moral standard of my judge to a character study of the one who loves me.
而是從一個道德的標準變成今天去看到了其實對我們的愛，我們的關注是有多大。
That's why the Apostle Paul writes in Romans, the law is spiritual.
所以律法是一個屬靈上的事。
But then he quickly adds, but I am unspiritual.
但是我不是一個屬靈的人。
That means, again, if you use the King James Version, of the flesh, that is sinful nature, not just referring to your body, body and soul, right?
他講到你的肉體、你的肉身是屬乎他的。
He's talking about the old person, the sinful nature in all of us.
他說在我們每個人的內心裏面那個老我。
And that's why he can coin the phrases that he does in the letter of the Romans, sold as a slave to sin.
他說你的靈魂變成了這個罪的奴僕。
That expression he writes in the letter literally means being sold under sin.
他說你的靈魂在這個罪的下面。
And that means you're given over. When you're a slave to something, you're given over to it.
當你是這個一樣東西的奴隸的時候，你在這樣東西的核制的下面。So
Paul is being autobiographical here. He's saying sin was tyrannical in my life.
保羅好像講一個自己的故事，講到罪在他身上的作為。
And then he continues and says, the law of God, had an uncanny capacity of reminding me of what I was.
去提醒他過去保羅是一個怎樣的人呢?
And how captivating my old nature still is presently.
而他講到這個老我，一個舊的我，怎樣今天對於保羅都依然是有這個影響。
That's why you constantly hear here, draw near the Lord, walk with him, be close to him, get in the way of his grace. Why? Because of indwelling sin.
因為在我們內裡的罪的時候，所以你一次又一次聽到人們說，你要去靠近這個神，要進入到這個恩典的裡面。
Okay, 3 more lessons today for this sermon.
我講了三樣東西。
Paul introduces to us in the text. He learns to try to deal, again, dealing with our old sinful nature. How do we fight? That's really what he's after. How do we deal with this?
第一件事講到就話我點樣去面對我哋舊嘅呢個嘅罪性呢?
Again, these three, I'm not being very systematic today. These three lessons are intertwined. So once I present them, I'm just going to spiel off and I'm not going to say this is lesson 1, lesson 2, lesson 3. Right? You'll see it's all intertwined.
咁我慢慢讲落去嘅时候，睇到一二三呢三个嘅呢三样嘢系点样样啊？之间系彼此嘅系有关系。
Knowledge is not the answer.
第一讲到就话呢个知识唔系呢个嘅答案。
He makes that absolutely clear in verse 9 of Romans 7.
喺呢个嘅第九节里边解释咗。
Right, Paul felt fine. As long as he didn't understand what the law demanded of him.
他说他不明白到律法对他有什么的要求。
And then when he learned what it demanded of him of the truth, he knew he was doomed.
但他说但是诫命来到罪又活了我就死了。
Beth, if you could go back to Romans 7:9, so people can see that in the text. Knowledge is not the answer. Yes, it's good to know the moral law.It's not the answer for you to do the battle.
佢但系第九节话到，以前没有律法是活着的，但是诫命来到，罪又活了，我又死了。
Do you see what Paul says? I was once alive, talking spiritually, apart from the law.
佢话当以前未有律法之前嘅时候，佢喺属灵上边佢系活嘅。
But when?
但是何时呢?
The commandment came. That's the commandment, Ten Commandments, right? When the law of God came, sin, what? Came alive.
他说,
And I died, dying spiritually.
他说, 但是当这个十诫, 这个诫命来到的时候, 在属灵上面, 他又死了, 而罪又活了。
Knowledge of the Ten Commandments won't work. Won't work if you're battling sin.
当你去同呢个罪去争斗嘅时候，你对呢个十诫嘅知识对你系冇帮助。
You need more than that.
你需要更加多啲嘅嘢。
Here's the second lesson, and Beth, if you go back to slide 3. Self-determination. You think that'll work? Just do it, Nike. Just do it.
系咪好似呢个 Nike 广告咁讲啊？你自己努力，你继续做落去啊，就搞掂咧。
Self-determination, struggling in one's own strength, doesn't work, doesn't succeed.
仍然去靠你自己的努力，你的行为是帮不到你的。
And we see that in verse 19.
在第十九节里面这么说。
19, so yeah, you could see it from the text. Again, important to see it from the text. Let's see, 19. For I do not do the good I want.See the struggle? I do not do, he's a Christian, I do not do the good I want, but what? The evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. This is the Apostle Paul as a Christian speaking.
这个是保罗讲的说话，他说我想做的所愿意所做的善，他说我反不作，我不愿意的恶我反倒去做。
Paul found himself sinning in ways that weren't even attractive to him.
他发现呢，去做呢个坏事、犯罪呢一样嘢，对佢竟然系有呢个嘅吸引力喺度。
Okay, so that's the second lesson that Paul unpacks here in our struggle with the sinful desires of our old nature.
就喺呢个第二个讲到老我啊，我哋嘅论点啦。
And lesson three, if putting it to work here. You know, if you go back to slide 3, thanks so much. You're doing a great job. By the way, Ken Doris, you're doing a great job. Yeah. Becoming a Christian does not stamp out all sin and temptation from your life.
他说作为做了一个基督徒不代表将这个罪和将这个的引诱从你的身上完全赶走出去。
And Paul spells that out in verses 22 and 25, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to go back to that, but you can look at it this afternoon. Again, does not mean you're not struggling. You will be struggling. That's what he's saying.
他说你做了基督徒之后，你都会依然有很多的挣扎，你不会不挣扎的。
Now being born again, born from above starts in a moment of faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
当你说这个重新去悔改的时候，
But Paul saying, becoming like Jesus, which is our goal as Christians,
当你说当你越来越像耶稣基督的时候，
will take a lifetime.
他說需要好像一生的時間去做到。
And that's why Paul compares Christian growth to a fight. Remember the boxing analogy I used last time? A fight. You're duking it out with sin.
因為基督徒的生命，他的屬靈的路，好像這個打一場的摔角一樣。
And there are going to be moments where, in using the boxing analogy, sin is going to get you and it's got you by the ropes, you know, pounding away at you. In the boxing ring, you're at the ropes. But at the end of the race, again, using the same analogy in the boxing ring, Paul is stepping on the neck of sin.
當你去到這個罪的瓶頸的時候,
and so Paul is explaining this in the entire letter to the Romans.
當他解釋到這個整個羅馬書的時候,
no one
沒人,
in the world is innocent.
沒人在這個世界上,
no one deserves salvation from God. Not the pagan who doesn't know God's law, he or she doesn't deserve it, nor the Christian or Jew who knows them.
無論是基督徒，無論是猶太人，或者一啲外邦人，冇一個人係配得有神嘅呢個嘅救恩。
All of us,
我每一個人,
must depend on the person and work of Jesus Christ for salvation.
我每一個人都要靠耶穌基督，佢所為我哋預備嘅救恩。
It's not about your good behavior that you deserve it.
唔係話你做過嘅好行為。
Now Paul describes a person who knows what is good. What is good? I know what is good.
他說什麼叫做好呢? 我很清楚什麼叫做一個好人。
He describes a person who desires to be good.
是一個很想去做一個好人的人。
But as he paints the dark picture, lacks the power to overcome it.
但他沒有這個能力去勝過這一切的事。
And without the Holy Spirit's help, the person is dominated. You will be dominated by sin.
而去被罪去控制咗你。
Even though you might want to do good.
就算話你想去做好事嘅時候。
Now, he goes on and explains self-determination is not going to overcome your sinful tendencies.
佢話唔可以去勝過你呢個想去犯罪呢個嘅傾向。
Battling your sinful desires on your own strength is inadequate.
他說靠你自己去面對你的罪性是不足夠。
And so the question then arises, why? Why? Why won't relying, because again, maybe some of you guys are pretty gritty, right? Why won't relying on your own strength work?
為什麼只是靠自己是不夠呢?
Well, C.S. Lewis writes at the end of his book, The Abolition of Man, he has an appendix. And in that appendix is very helpful. It lists the moral law of most of the world's major religions.
咁魯易斯曾經有一本書喺個書嘅後記裏邊，佢將呢個世界上面所有道德嘅法律都寫曬出嚟。
I know that Confucianism is not religion, more philosophy, but he lists Confucianism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity.
包括有儒家的思想，有印度教，有佛教，伊斯兰教，犹太教。
And why that's helpful is he shows the basic requirements are basically the same to live a moral life.
咁佢就將一個呢個世界上面嘅宗教點樣去過一個道德嘅生活，每一個嘅要求全部列舉曬出嚟。
You can see it in that appendix. There's a remarkable convergence, a consensus of what the basic moral requirements are for moral life.
咁你睇到就係世界上面呢啲嘅哲學嘅思想，呢啲嘅宗教，佢哋一個共識，覺得點樣叫做一個道德嘅生活。
So it's safe to say you know about the moral law.
撒旦亦都清楚知道咩係一個道德嘅法律。
Because across all the cultures, all the religions of the world, what most people do about the bad and sinful nature, you know what they do? They try to apply the moral law by their willpower.
很多时候，很多嘅宗教思想都叫我哋去尽力去将呢个嘅道德嘅标准去引申人嘅身上，将佢行出嚟。
That's what we try to do as human beings. We try to be incredibly good, obedient to the moral law.
很多时候，人对呢个道德嘅标准都尽量去做到呢啲标准嘅要求。
We seek to apply the moral law of God to our lives.
亦都将神嘅道德嘅标准引用喺我哋每一个人嘅身上。
And we think
我哋以为
that's going to help us overcome our hideousness, our selfishness, our pride, our self-centeredness.
咁我以为当我哋咁样做嘅时候，就可以掩盖咗我哋嘅自我嘅中心，我哋内心里边嘅丑恶。
And Paul eloquently writes here, he says, that won't work.
咁但保罗好清楚话俾我听，佢话咁样做系唔得嘅。
And he says something absolutely amazing in verse 5. I don't know if you noticed that.
喺第五节里边，佢咁样讲。
Go back to verse 5. He says, for while we were living in the flesh, again, our sinful passions, flesh meaning sinful nature, not necessarily just body, body and soul, our sinful nature passions aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit for death.
所以頭先我講到話呢個嘅唔單止係肉體，亦都有靈魂。第五節話，因為我們屬肉體的時候，那因律法而生的惡欲，又在我們肢體中發動，以致結成死亡的果子。You
know what Paul's saying there?
佢講緊咩咧？
He's saying the law of God has a greenhouse effect. You know greenhouse? What does greenhouse do? It doesn't shrivel us up. It grows us. Aggravates us.
佢話其實好似係一個嘅温室效應咁，令到呢啲嘅罪、呢啲嘅嘢去生長出嚟。It
prospers the sinful desires.
將你嘅罪性將佢發咗出嚟。You
say what?
嚇
？The moral law of God does that?
佢話神呢個嘅道德嘅法律令到我哋咁樣。He
say that's what Paul's saying. Applying the law of God through willpower and just insisting to apply it in one's life doesn't make you a better person.
佢話，淨係佢將呢個道德嘅法律引用喺你身上嘅時候，唔會令到你成為一個好啲嘅人。Makes
you worse.
可能會令你更加差啲。Brings
out, it aggravates you.
或者令你更加好多嘅不滿。That
slogan that Nike wrote, just do it, won't work when it comes to battling sin.
当你想用这个 Nike 这个广告 Just Do It 这三个字引用在你属灵的生活，这个操练上面是不行的。And
so how could that be?
那怎么算好呢?
Well, Bible makes clear there's something about the human heart, the core of your being. Deep inside the heart, there's an aspect of your hideousness.
他说在你的内心的深处有一个丑恶的地方。
There's this self-centeredness, there's this self-absorption that says, nobody tells me how to live. No one. No one tells me how to live.
因为在你的内心的深处，你其实告诉自己，没有人应该告诉我，我怎样去过我的生活。
You might know some people who say that to you.
可能有些人已经跟你这样讲了。Maybe
you're a person who says that.
或者你都自己跟自己这样讲过。
Because there are a lot of people today who will tell you, no one tells me how to live.
因为亦都可能有人跟你讲过，没有人告诉我，我应该怎样去过我自己的生活。
A lot of you are very nice people, but deep inside, deep inside, you too hate being told how to live.
我哋每个人在里边都好似一个嘅好人，但可能每一个人都唔会中意人哋话俾我听，我点样样去过我嘅生活。
That's part of what's wrong with you.
就呢个就系我哋今日嘅问题。
When you bring the moral law to bear on a child or to anyone, instead of shriveling up that bad aspect of our being, it actually aggravates it, greenhouse effect grows it.
当你咁样做嘅时候，好多时候就好似呢个温室效应一样，将呢个嘅恶欲将佢变成果子去发咗出嚟。
That's what Paul's writing about in verse 5. In other words, people do things because they are forbidden.
因为好多人都专登去做一啲佢哋唔应该要去做嘅事。
That encourages them to do it.
去鼓励佢哋咁样去做。
And that's why knowledge, lesson 1, of the commandments alone won't help you.
所以點解頭先我講翻第一點，我話到話呢個嘅知識係幫唔到你。
But there's more.
但係仲有嘅係。
Slide 5, Beth. How does the law act as the greenhouse?
咁呢個律法點樣成為咗呢個温室嘅效應咧
？On what's wrong with us? How does it act as that greenhouse?
佢點樣成為咗呢個温室嘅效應咧
？Well, in verses 8 and 9, Paul actually gives us again.More autobiographical sketches.
咁講到一樣咁嘅嘢
On how he himself was a self-righteous religious leader.
佢講翻佢自己係一個自意自我嘅一個嘅宗教領袖
And he was moved from that into being a Christian.
佢點樣樣神將佢由咁樣樣變成咗一個嘅基督徒
It's all in verses 8 and 9.
全部喺第八第九節。
You gotta look carefully, or you'll miss it. Verses 8 and 9.
第八第九節佢咁講。
Beth, you might as well shine it up there. Verses Romans 7, 8 and 9. Thank you. Let's see, 8. There it is. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of what? Covetousness. That's disobeying the 10th commandment, right?For apart from the law, sin lies dead. Again, it aggravates, right? I was once alive spiritually, apart from the law. But when the commandment came, sin came alive. And I died, again talking spiritually.
佢話：然而最趁著機會，就藉著戒命，叫諸般的貪心在我裏頭發動。因為沒有律法，罪是死的。我以前沒有律法，是活著的；但是戒命來到，罪又活了，我就死了。
This is what Paul was saying. I think Paul was a Pharisee, self-righteous religious leader, zealot.
保羅本來係一個嘅法利賽人。
You know the Pharisees are pretty.Decent people, you know, if you look, they're pretty good people.
法利賽人其實可能係好好嘅人。
And he felt like I'm in the running. I'm spiritually alive, you know. I'm a religious zealot.
佢話我係一個喺宗教上邊一個好狂熱嘅一個人。
I'm a pretty decent person. I'm pretty moral.
佢話我亦都好有道德感。
I really have a chance to be saved.
我係有機會係得救。
I really have a chance to get to heaven.
有機會去到呢個嘅天堂。
I really have a chance for God's blessing.
佢有機會得到神嘅祝福。
The reason he felt alive spiritually, being a good person, was because he tended to look at the law of God the way most of us look at it.
因為佢去睇呢個神嘅律法，就好似大部分人去咁樣樣睇神嘅律法。
We just go down the list, check it off, checklist.Exterior behavior.
好似係睇到就啊，呢個律法上面講我啲咩嘢，我有冇做咗咧？我做咗啦，我 tick 一 tick.
Well, let's take a look. He says, "Okay, I don't bow down any statues. That's first commandment, right? Don't worship any other gods. Check the box."
我冇去敬拜咧偶像，我冇做到嚇，我 tick 一 tick.
Right, I'm good.
我做得好啦。
I call and visit my mom and father regularly.Right, once a week, I'm honoring my parents. Check off that box.
啊，我每個禮拜有打電話俾阿爸、俾阿媽啊，當孝敬父母，我做咗啦。
And he continues down the list. I'm not committing adultery.
啊，我冇犯過奸淫，又 tick 一 tick.
Externally, right? I'm not stealing.
我冇出邊睇嚟，我冇偷過嘢啊，我又 tick 一 tick.
I don't kill any. Okay, this is Apostle Paul now. I don't kill anybody. Hold on. I really don't kill anyone important.
啊。我冇殺人啊！唔係，我係冇殺過啲好緊要嘅人。我又 tick 一 tick。
Right, that guy Stephen, you know, the Christian I tried to stone to death. You know, he's not that important. Right, so he had it coming to him. Did you know that? He had it coming to him.
他有些事情想做的, 我有原因的。
So after going down the list, the checklist, Paul says, hey, I'm okay.
咦,十戒裡面我樣樣都做了, 我是好人一個。
Then he got to number 10.
看看第十節。
What's the 10th commandment again?
第十戒說什麼呢?
Thou shalt not covet, right?
他說你不應該有貪念。
And there's no way to read it in terms of behavior. Thou shalt not covet, right?
你很難怎樣叫有貪念在行為上去表現出來呢?
Because that 10th commandment is about motive.
他講到這個戒命第十戒講到你的動機在哪裡?
It's about your heart, your intentions.
講到你的心,講到你的內裡有什麼目的?
That's inside, not external.
不是在外邊,而是在裡邊。
What's the opposite?
相反是什麼呢?
Of coveting.
就是這個約。
Anyone? Contentment, right?
他說有這個滿足。
Paul realized, if you really love God, if you are really resting in God, you would be content with God's love in your life.
當你真的在依靠在神的裡面去安息的時候,你在神裡面應該有這個心滿意足。
So to put the do not covet in more of a positive way, you can say this, thou shalt love God enough to be content.
他說你有沒有去愛神到一個地步,令你得到這個滿足呢?
And so when Paul looked at his heart inside, he saw all kinds of coveting.
但他看到他自己內裡其實也有很多貪念在這裡。
In just one example, he saw anger because he was killing people that didn't agree with him.
他將他不同意的人去殺了他,他看到他裡面其實有很多的憤怒。
He was a persecutor of the church.
他去逼迫在教會上面的人。
He saw fury in him. He saw self-righteousness. He saw envy.
在他裡面有很多的自意,有很多的不滿。
And he compared himself to others, and he saw the inside, and he saw he was a mess. And then he writes, it slew me. I died, verse 9. You know what that means?
那是什麼意思呢?
This is what it means. I died. I realized I was as spiritually dead as the lawless people.
他說我只看到我自己在屬靈上是一個死的人,是一個好像完全沒有律法在我裡面的人。
Because underneath all my morality,
他說在我所有的道德,
underneath all my goodness,
在我所有好的下面,
I realized finally the law was actually creating something inside me.
他說看到律法其實在我的裡面去造成了一些東西出來。
What was it creating? Insecurity.
他令到我長期的不安。
Creating all of my problems, creating all my anger and envy.
我缺乏這個安全感。
Again, knowing the law is insufficient by itself in battling sin and its sinful desires.
他說你要去面對,當你要跟這個罪去爭戰的時候,認識這個律法是不夠的。
Now why would Paul say, I'm just as lost as the dead spiritually, as the immoral people out there? Why would he say that?
他為什麼要說那句話呢?
Well, let's go back to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from last week.
記不記得上個禮拜我們講到那一個的兩面人呢?
But this time, I'm going to the book, not the movie. It's not in a movie, sorry. Not in the 1931 movie that maybe some of you saw on YouTube. No, it's not in the movie. You know, it's not in a movie. It's not in a play. It's in the book.
但我今天講的是那本書,不是1931年那套的戲。
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde are the same person, right?
In the
storyline. Robert Louis Stevenson's book, right? He's struggling. He's struggling with a split personality.
He
And when Dr. Jekyll realized Edward Hyde, as he was turning into Edward Hyde, was killing people, he made a resolution.
他看到他周圍殺人的時候，他找到一個解決的方法。
Again, Dr. Jekyll's a scientist, right? He said, no more potion. That's my first resolution. No more potion. I don't want to turn into Edward Hyde.
他說第一件事，我將我的藥丟掉它，當我不喝這些藥，我就不會變成一個壞人。
And this is in a book now, not in a movie. The second resolution, I'm going to live a good life.
這個在原著裏面，這個博士他跟他自己說，我從今天開始，我會過一個好的生活。
I'm going to be better, said Dr. Jekyll, more moral, more generous.
我會更加對人的慷慨，我會更加做一個好人。
I'll be kinder, more upright than I've ever been.
他說我會對其他人更加的好。
I'm going to do that. I'm going to act of my will to obey the moral law.
他說我會盡量的，我會去跟隨這個道德。
And this is the way I'm going to squeeze out and repress Mr. Hyde.
我就可以將我的醜惡的一面，我更加的壓制住他。
And you know, in the book, Dr. Jekyll does a pretty good job. Except we're told something concerning that, what he's doing in the book.
他其實做這些好事，他做得很多，但是有一個問題。
And so let me give you a little clip of it. Again, this is Robert Louis Stevenson. I'm just going to give you a little paraphrase of him. He says, I resolved in my future conduct to redeem the past, and my resolve was fruitful. You know how earnestly in the last few months of this last year I labored to relieve the suffering of others. You know how I lived. You know how much was done for other people. Now I'm going to quote a little bit more of Stevenson. But one fine, clear January day, I was sitting in the sun in Regent Park. I reflected and smiled, comparing myself with other men. I compared my act of goodwill with the lazy cruelty of their neglect of their fellow man. And at the very moment of that vainglorious thought, a qualm came over me, a horrid nausea, and dreadful shuddering occurred. I looked down, and I was once more Edward Hyde, without the potion.
Dr. Jekyll 他覺得自己做得很好，覺得他不再去過這個不好的生活。但有一天，當他去走到這個公園去看到的時候，他突然之間他看到一件事，就說他說雖然我好像做了很多的事，幫了很多的人，但在黑裡面突然之間他感受到，就是說我其實 雖然沒有了這個飲了這些藥物，在我裏面依然有這個罪性在這裡。
That's the turning point, the beginning of the end for that man.
這個就是個結束的開始。
It's because when Dr. Jekyll became Edward Hyde without the potion,
他就發現了，雖然他不再喝這種藥，他已經慢慢自己變成了他邪惡的一面，去控制了他。
He knew what he had done.
他知道他自己做過什麼事。
And he could not live with that anymore.
他發現他不可以再這樣去生活下去。
So why would he have become Edward Hyde without the potion?
為什麼他就算沒有喝到這個藥物，他依然被他的罪性去控制了他呢？
Well, the answer is not in spite of his goodness, but because of his goodness.
不是這個好的東西令到他變成這樣。
Did you hear that? Did you catch that in the book?
你看這本書的時候，看不看到這一點呢？
He was, as he was thinking about how much better he was than everybody else.
當他在猛地想，我比世界上的人好了這麼多的時候，
That's when he became Mr. Hyde without the potion.
他就在那一刻 變成了被他的惡的一面控制了他。
And as he was thinking about how other people are cruel and living selfish lives, and I'm not like them.
當他那刻他想的，哇，世界上這些人個個又自私又殘忍，就是這一刻當他這樣看世界上的人，他罪性就來了。
He started to become the monster, Edward Hyde, the murderer.
就是那一刻他就變回那個他惡的那一面。
And that, at that moment we realized that he became Edward Hyde without taking that potion.
他就是那一刻，就算他沒有喝到這個藥物，他已經被他的罪性惡性控制了他。
There are two ways to be self-centered. One is obvious, being very bad, breaking all the rules.
如果看看你的內心有很多的事不好的，打破了很多的律法。
The other is being very good and becoming a self-righteous, religious Pharisee.
但另一方面，当你自己去看你自己好的一边的时候，慢慢慢慢，其实你只是变成一个自义的一个宗教的一个人。
You see, there are two ways to be your own savior.
有两个方法你可以自己变成自己的救主。
Two ways to be your own lord.
有两个方法你可以自己做你自己的主人。
Being your own savior through our works tramples on others.
去踩在人的上面。
The first way, of course, being your own savior is by saying, I'm going to live my life. No one tells me how to live.
第一就話我要過一個冇人話俾我聽我點樣樣去過嘅生活。
I'm going to break all the moral laws I want because no one tells me how to live.
既然冇人話俾我聽點樣過生活嘅時候，我要將呢世界上面每一個道德嘅法律將佢全部打破。
That's obviously being your own God, right?
就係話自己做咗自己嘅神。
But the less obvious way is just as harmful.
但另一個方法係
I'm going to be so good, God's going to have to bless me.
我说我要做到好到一个地步，神都要去祝福我。
You're being your own savior.
就是这样，你自己做了你自己的救主。
Because you're not letting God save you.
因为你不被神去救你。
Even though there's all kinds of good things that you do, moral behavior.
可能在道德的行动的上面你做了很多好事。
Deep inside, under the layers, you have self-righteousness, cruelty, bigotry.
但可能其实在你的道德的外壳的下面，全部都是一切污秽自义的事。
That's why you're so miserable.
所以點解人會咁唔快樂？
Because you're always comparing yourself.
你永遠都將自己同其他人去做呢個比較。
With others.
去與其他人去做呢個比較。
You're never sure you're good enough.
你永遠都唔知道究竟你自己係咪夠好咧。
Do you see why you can't deal in your own strength?
點解你唔可以用你自己嘅能力去面對呢一切咧？
You can't deal in your, with your own strength about your self-centeredness.
因為你不可以靠自己去面對你自己的自義。
It won't work. You can try, try, try.
你可以試很多次，但是都是不行。
You can't just bring the moral law to bear on your life.
你不可以將這個道德的法律背在你的身上。
You'll just make it worse.
只是更加差。
You can't deal with your hideousness.By an act of self-will.
不是说你靠你自己将你自己的丑恶一边去拎走。
You need a complete transformation by God.
你要神将你完全的去改变。
To change your motives of your heart. 将
你的动机去改变。
You know, at the end of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, as you know,As some of you were here last time, I spoiled it for you. He killed himself.
咁去到咩结局？吓 ，Dr. Jekyll 去自杀。
And do you know why Dr. Jekyll killed himself?
点解佢最后选择自杀咧
？Justice was knocking at his door.
因为公义去喺佢嘅门上边去敲。
You see, Edward Hyde murdered people.
这个 Mr. Hyde 去周围的杀人
But in the story, the police couldn't find him because Mr. Hyde always changed back to Dr. Jekyll.
因為一個警察一直都揾唔到佢，因為啊一到日頭 ，Mr. Hyde 又變翻到 Dr. Jekyll。
Judgment Day is coming。
佢話呢個審判嘅日子好快就會嚟到。
It will come. That's what the Bible says.
喺聖經裏邊話審判嘅日子好快會嚟到。
No matter how hard you hide.
無論你
no matter how hard you try to put it off, your sins will find you out.
他說無論你多辛苦啊，去披上這個好的一面，你的罪最終會去找到你。
Your hideousness will be revealed.
你身上的醜惡啊，會被人揭露出來。
Yes, it's true. We don't know when the gospel age will end.
我不知道何時這個福音的時代結束。
Isaiah 52:53Talk about Jesus, a suffering servant.
在这个以赛亚书52:53章讲到神的好处。
He comes to save us.
他说他来到去拯救我们。
And Beth, if you could slide 6 has Isaiah 53. Again, I'm just taking bits and pieces of it because of sake of time. 53:2b says, He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we would desire him.
他在第二节里面说，他无佳眉，佳形美容，我们看见他，也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
53:3a, he was despised and rejected by men.
他被藐视，被厌弃，多受痛苦。
The latter part of 3, like one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised,
好像被人掩面不看的一样。
And we esteemed him not.
我们也不尊重他。
And finally, verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and his wounds we are healed.
为我们的罪业压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得不安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
You see, Jesus became sin for us.
耶稣基督为道成为咗我哋嘅罪。
As Paul writes elsewhere, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
所以当神望我哋嘅时候，好似望到。基督的恩的公义一样。
He was so hideous as God. Again, Jesus is perfect, right? But he became sin, so hideous that we turned our faces from him.
他说本来是完美，但是神去拿到我们的丑恶，而令到他被厌弃。
You see, Jesus became ugly so that we might be made beautiful.
基督为我们披上我们的丑恶，好像我们在神的面前变为良善美好。
And he took our judgment day upon himself.
他也在这个审判的日子去为我们披上我们的罪。
He died for those who admit they are hideous.
当他为到那些去承认自己都是丑恶的人，去为他们的罪而死。
See, Jesus is the only way, the only strength that you need to battle your self-centeredness. It's the only thing that's going to work.
唯一是耶稣基督的能力可以去帮助我们。
You know that black hole that's in you, that's making your life miserable.
他知道在你的内心有哪一个黑洞，令到你的人生这么凄惨。
Only knowing Jesus, the Christ, will help you.
唯一认识耶稣基督是你所需要的。
Because if you don't know and trust him, you will continue to say, I have to have this, I have to have that.
除非你去找紧耶稣基督的话，你一生都不断地在讲话，我需要这样，我又需要那样。
That's the secular version. And then there's the religious version. I'm afraid God's going to get me if I am not.Good enough.
但另一个嘅，对于好多已经去教会嘅人，可能就话我仲系唔够好。
I'm afraid God is going to oppress me, so I have to live in this way.
我怕神有一天都会压迫我，所以我一定要这样样去过我的生活。
Or the immoral version, I'm afraid God's going to oppress me, so I'm going to live the way I want.
或另一方面，又在道德上面有人说，神可能有一天都会来压迫我，那我今天开开心心过日子就够了。
Only Jesus Christ,
唯有是耶稣基督，
looking at you,
是望着你，
in the face,
是在当口当面望着你，
saying,Despite your hideousness, I love you.
縱然你的醜惡，我都是依然的愛你。
If you don't know that, you're not going to be able to fight sin effectively.
如果你不知道這個事實的時候，你不能夠去怎樣跟罪去爭戰。
But if you look into his face,
但你今天望著他的面容的時候，
and see his beauty and his love for you,
見到他的榮美，見到他對你的愛，
only that will eventually destroy the fear.In your heart.
唯有这样做的时候，只是将你内心的恐惧，你的惧怕可以拿走。
The fear that keeps gnawing at you.
我的恐惧是一直是缠绕你的。
That little voice in you that says, I gotta have this, I gotta have that.
你内心那个声音不断跟你说，我要这样，那要，我要那样，将那个声音去拿走了它。
Jesus says, I have a new motive for you.
他说我有一个新的动机给你，
Gratitude, security, and love.
我会给到一个一个新的一个安全感，一个的喜乐，一个满足给你。
And so Christians do tell the truth to resemble God.
他说很简单，
And to please and delight in him.
去像耶稣基督一样，神就会以你为乐。
That's why Christians obey the Ten Commandments, because
因为这个原因，所以基督徒去跟随，去听从这个十诫。
They want to please and delight the one that loves them.
因为他想去令到那个爱他的人是在里面得到喜乐。
And that's why Paul can write in next chapter, chapter 8, Now there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
所以他说在耶稣基督里面再没有这个审判。
And so this Thanksgiving season, tell the truth, despite what the world tells you.
所以纵然这个世界今天跟你说什么说话都好，在这个感恩节的日子，将神这个真理去讲出来。
Be generous with the needy,
去小心，
both physically and spiritually poor.
在这个的属灵上面，肉体上面，就算你是贫穷。
And do that out of gratitude, out of joy, out of love.
带着神的爱，神的喜乐，神的满足去做这一切的事。
Because that's the only motivation that won't drive you into the ground.
唯一是这个的动机不会将你去拱低。
And so go, Christian, go out there.Follow the Lord Jesus.
所以让基督徒都去跟随耶稣基督。
Pick up your cross.
拎起你的十架。
And follow him.
去跟随他。
Father, we pray for your help.
主啊，我求你的帮助。
Knowing that we need Jesus.
我需要耶稣基督。
Fight the good fight.
去打这个美好的仗。
As we said previously, Lord, we need to be aware.
我们需要知道。
That this indwelling sin lives in us.
这个是这个的罪在我们里面。
And then we need the right tools, the right solution to battle it.
我们需要一个对的方法，一个答案去解决。
And so help us, Lord, to digest what Paul instructs us here in Romans chapter 7.
求你都让我们明白罗马书第七章讲的什么。
And that will help us and help the world too.
帮助我们，也都帮助这个世界。
And so we ask that in the name of Jesus, for Jesus' sake.
我是奉主耶稣基督名义求。
Amen.